You're listening to a podcast from 702.
What's happening on the rest of the continent? Time now for Crystal Orderson to tell us what's happening in the Africa Report. And Crystal, good morning to you. Let's start in Nigeria, where opposition candidates are promising economic reforms.
Good morning, Bongani. Yes, the two major and leading candidates in the very contested February Nigerian election have given the Nigerian people two very different manifestos, one being very pro-business, pro-privatization, and the other one being very pro-poor and fighting corruption. Now, the leading candidate for the opposition, a former vice president and, of course, a close ally of Muhammadu Buhari, Atiku Abubakar, he wants to seek oil investment. He plans to consider introducing bidding rounds for marginal oil fields and oil blocks, privatizing government crude refineries, issuing new licenses, and of course he also wants to partially privatize the state oil firm, because he believes the Nigerian economy really needs a boost, and this could boost the country. On the other hand, Buhari, who is seeking a second term, he is focusing on addressing the socio-economic challenges. He's pledged to renovate thousands of schools. He's also continue on the anti-corruption efforts. He said if he's elected for a second term, his manifesto titled The Next Level is looking at retraining teachers, emphasizing education, because he believes this is necessary if you want to build a new Nigeria and to have a clean break from its tainted past, and this will stabilize, he believes, the country. So so these two candidates, very different. They know each other very well, Bongani. So it's going to be quite interesting, you know, in terms of how the next coming months until February candidates buy out for that race for the presidential poll in February. And of course, it's you know, as one of Africa's biggest economies, so all eyes on Nigeria.
All right, let's go to Angola now, where alarm has been raised as that country deports thousands of Congolese.
Yes, Bongani. In fact, a few weeks ago, over 400,000 people, mostly Congolese, they were forcibly returned or had to flee Angola following an operation targeting illegal diamond mining activities in the north of the country. And now Human Rights Watch says they want an investigation to look at the abuses by state security. Human Rights Watch says the expulsion of these migrants to the DRC was characterized by numerous abuses, and they want Angola to stop forcing people to leave the country until it can provide individual assessment and, of course, guarantees to distinguish irregular migrants from refugees. Now, according to the UN, Angolan security forces killed at least six Congolese people during that operation, but Human Rights Watch said they believe that figure is likely to be higher. So, of course, the migrants telling horrific stories of beating, of destruction of homes, and this illegal taxation. But the Angolan government is saying, look, we want to reduce diamond smuggling. We are the fifth largest diamond industry in the world, and we need to deal with this issue. But of course, I think what this mass arrival of refugees in the DRC, especially in the south, means it could further destabilize that country ahead of that December election, Bongani.
All right, we'll leave it there with Crystal Orderson and this morning's Africa Report.